The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Oh, Dr. Edwards, got a message for you, sir.
Pregnancy test positive. Patrick. Can I use your phone?
Yeah.
Yes?
Can I speak to Patrick, please?
Yes. It's Dr. Edwards.
I saw you on television.
Patrick, it's not the time for...
That tie with that suit, that didn't help the cause.
The pregnancy, presumably it's the extra hormone.
It's still holding, if that's your question.
We'll be there tomorrow. Firstly...
I just want to say congratulations to you both.
Oh, she's not pregnant. We've made someone else pregnant. I believe her name is...
Rachel.
Rachel, that's right. And it's bloody brilliant.
That's a clip from Joy, a new film on Netflix about the birth of the first ever IVF baby in the world, Louise Joy Brown, in 1978. And I'm delighted to say that that baby, now a woman and a mother herself, Louise Joy Brown, joins me on the line. Louise, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
It's fantastic to talk to you because I'm old enough to remember your birth in 1978, and it was hailed as a massive scientific breakthrough.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen footage of when I came home from the hospital 12 days later, and it was just a media circus. It was just mad.
Now, you were dubbed by much of the press as the first test tube baby, but you were not, in fact, conceived inside a test tube, were you?
No, it was in a Petri dish.
It doesn't have quite the same ring to it, doesn't it? The first Petri dish baby.
No, definitely not.
Now, part of the movie is about the development of the technique and how tough it was. It was tough scientifically, but also tough in terms of the criticism from some quarters that we shouldn't be meddling in conception in this way.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that they had criticism because my mum and dad had criticism when I was first born. I just didn't realise the extent of it. I knew Bob was called Dr. Frankenstein, but I just didn't sort of think it was as bad as what they had it. So thankfully, we don't sort of get anything like that anymore. So
now, when you were growing up, at what age do you think you became aware that you were, in fact, a history-making child?
So just before I went to school, I was 4 in the July and I started school in the September. Mum and Dad sat me down. Obviously, I knew who Bob and Patrick were, and they just said Bob and Patrick helped Mummy and Daddy have you, and you were born in a slightly different way to everybody else. And they showed me the video of my birth, which was pretty gruesome. But I think they just wanted to give me sort of a heads up and sort of explain, because going to school, I mean, there would have been children my age that would have asked their parents questions and maybe would have asked me. So I think they just wanted to make me aware and give me sort of a heads up of what might happen.
Yeah. So no matter what you'd hear, you knew that you came out of your mummy. That was the most important thing. The fact is that your conception in the Petri dish was quite undramatic.
Yes. Yeah. It was just, thinking back now, I mean, it's just amazing how it happens, if that makes sense.
Now, you refer to Patrick and Bob. That's Patrick Steptoe and Robert Edwards, who were involved in this whole process. But there's someone who's regarded as the unsung hero in the movie Joy, and that is Jean Purdy. Tell me about Jean.
So unfortunately, Jean died at a very young age, and I was about 7, I think, when she passed away. So I didn't really get to know Jean, but I know she had, I mean, I know she was, it comes across in the film, she was very Christian. She wrote some lovely letters to my mum for like at Christmas and different times of the year. Because obviously they were up north and we were back down in Bristol. So I just think it is great now that she's finally got the recognition. Not that Bob and Patrick didn't want her to have the recognition, because in the film when I'm born, in the video of my birth, there's a picture that they've recreated for the film, which I love. And it's the picture that Bob's holding me and Patrick brings his arm around, and he brings Jean into the picture. So it's the four of us. So they always wanted Jean to have equal recognition. But back in the 70s, it wasn't a woman's world. Things have changed so much over the years, and women are now sort of more equal. So I think it's great that she's finally getting the recognition she deserves. Yeah. 'Cause after all, she was the person that saw the cells divide that became me. She was my first babysitter.
Extraordinary. Now, your sister, Natalie, she was also conceived by IVF, and she was number 40 in the list.
Yes.
She also broke the record, because she was the first IVF-conceived child who herself had a baby and had it naturally.
Yes. So Natalie beat me. She was very young when she had my niece. But I think whereas obviously we were a bit concerned because Natalie was quite young, Bob Edwards thought it was absolutely fantastic, because obviously they then realised that just because you're born IVF doesn't mean you need IVF. And that confirmed it. So he was ecstatic about it.
Now, there were all sorts of ethical debates, I mean, both outside and inside the medical profession. And there were concerns for people that we'd end up having baby factories with loads of babies being conceived in petri dishes or test tubes or whatever, and having kind of no relationship with parents. That never happened.
No, that never happened. I mean, some people now, even nowadays, still say to me, are your parents your parents? Or are you adopted? Or are you? And I go, yes, my mum and dad is my mum and dad. They don't sort of quite get it. But I mean, the fact that it is not guaranteed to work, I'm not quite sure. I mean, I know they didn't know that back then, but the fact that it doesn't work every time, I think is just something that, I mean, they couldn't produce baby factories because obviously it's not guaranteed, which is a shame. It doesn't work every time, but it does give the people hope.
How long had your mum and dad been trying to conceive before the final success in the petri dish?
So they were trying for about 9 years. And then obviously when mum went in and seen Patrick, it was her first attempt and one egg. And it worked first time.
Fantastic. How has it impacted your life, Louise, over the years? I mean, you are the first petri dish or IVF baby in history. Has that sat lightly on your shoulders?
I think because I've had it all my life, I've had it from day one. I enjoy talking to people about IVF and meeting the babies and meeting gynecologists and embryologists. And I feel that sort of now, obviously, the five main people that started this all are no longer with us. I just feel it's my way of saying thank you to those five people by sort of raising awareness around the world and keeping their legacies alive. And I just feel that that's what I should do. So I'm really proud now I'm an adult. I'm really proud to be the first and do what I do.
Well, Louise Joy Brown, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. I'm delighted to have met you at last. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you for having me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.